band. So I started singing. I started clapping. I started dancing. People were laughing. They knew my problems and they knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. And that's why I praise Him with my hands. That's why I praise Him with a dance. 'Cause He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. So I started singing. I started clapping. People dancing. People were laughing. They knew my problems and they knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. And that's why I praise Him with a song. When things are right and when they're wrong, He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. Well, I've had my share of ups and downs. Times when there was, when no one was around, one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. So I started singing. Woo, shake it off. I started dancing. I started dancing. People were laughing. They knew my problems and they knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. And that's why I praise Him with my hands. That's why I praise Him with a dance. He's given me a second chance. Oh, He's given me a second chance. Yes, He's given me a second chance. Come on, let's praise Him in advance. Amen. You may be seated. Go ahead, Sister Beth.
Here to praise Him, of course. I've been going through a lot, but with Him, He's made me free, you know. So I've had car problems. My dad had emergency stomach surgery last night. He's fine. But I just wanted to come up here and praise Him. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 God bless you, Brother Chris. Go ahead.
I just want to give God some praise. He's been mighty good to me. The Lord has answered prayers from the body, and I just want to thank Him. Because, you know, when the pulmonologist told me all that was wrong with my lungs, he said, you know, scarring just gets worse. Everywhere else on your body, scarring doesn't, you know, it goes away. You can rub it or whatever. But in your lungs, it makes spider webs. It just gets worse. But since I've had CAT scan since 20, it's been bad reports. But I got a CAT scan on the 29th of December, and I went to the pulmonologist. Was it Monday, honey? And he said Tuesday. And he said that there's not very little scarring. And where I couldn't have any oxygen saturation because of the scarring. He said, I have 107% saturation. Wow. So God is a healer, and it's a miracle, and I want to give Him praise. And you know, Satan's alert because he's trying to make me buzz. But you know what? I haven't been this low for I don't know how long. So I said the best thing to do is just to kick him. So I have one more obstacle with my lungs. I need the body to pray for. I have where I can't get my air out. It's called air trapping. And I said, he has overcome so much. I am trusting that the next time I go in 3 months, they're going to say, oh, my goodness. So.
Amen. Brother Chris.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this evening.
Yes.
I was just
yes.
thinking this past week how honored and privileged I am to be a part of this body.
Amen.
As soon as you walk in the door, like many people have said, you feel the love from right there. And I just thank God for that. You know, I've been through some things in life, and I'll be 60 years old in May. Believe that? Wow.
Don't look it.
Anyway, I just am at peace. You know, I went over to Indiana with Brother Moore to Brother Jim's funeral, and that was a great trip. It wasn't for a good reason. But, I mean, it was. We sent that man was sent home. It was a good reason. Excuse me. But I had such a wonderful time there. That night we were at Applebee's and we ran into that brother. That was just amazing to me, the conversation and everything. And I'm at peace. God can take whatever he needs from me because we only got one more thing to do.
That's it.
Now, I've got folks to meet, and I'm like Abraham up on that mountain. How many more do I need to meet? Lord? How many more? But I just praise God for the leadership. Amen. This Son of Man ministry and seeing God in flesh in action is huge. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Dwayne.
Amen, Brother Chris. It's good to be here. Just real quick, Easter services are coming up, and there is a sign-up sheet in the backboard. I wanted to say that, but I really got up to just thank God.
Amen.
I don't want to ever get in a rut.
Yeah. No.
You know, Brother Moore talked about on Sunday to dedicate, be more dedicated, be more serious. You know, I shouldn't say this on Pal Talk or whatever, it's live stream, but my passcode at work is one final push, because I feel like we're going to get out of here, and I want to do that, whatever it is, Lord, one final push. I want to be so sensitive to what God tells me.
That's it.
And I'm sure Johanna will say something, but I have a lot to be proud of. You know, next week, I've been here 25 years. This week, I asked Johanna to marry me. We've been married, we were engaged 13 years. God gave me Johanna. You know, and I'm thankful for those things, but I just want to be, we want to sing a song that I surrender all, but that song used to stress me out a little bit because it meant different things, like I'll quit this, I'll lean, but surrendering all means like, God, whatever you tell me, I will do. And I mean that. That's what means something to me.
Amen.
So, Johanna, if you want to say something before we sing. Daisy looking like up here.
I never want to pass up an opportunity to get to say something. And just like Dwayne, I do want to surrender all. I want to give my whole life to this thing. I want to give my whole body. Anything that I can do to give to the Lord, I want to do it. And I'm just thankful, like they said, there's so much love here. And I'm thankful to be here. And I'm thankful that I can have an ear to hear and believe it. And I sit there and I don't stress because I know I've never, ever heard anything that I didn't believe. And I'm just thankful for that because that's just God.
Amen.
And we're going to sing the song. And I never get out of the gate right with the song, but then I was like, if it doesn't get out of the gate, we have the song leaders back here. I'm gonna serve God. I don't want to box myself in. So sing
Amen.
With me. All to Jesus I surrender.
So I just didn't even want to sit down when I got to come back in. I'm just thankful to be back. I missed the New Year's Eve service. That's the first one I've missed in a long time, and just didn't feel right. But thank goodness for a live stream. You know, when it is all you have, God does come through. He does bless. You know, and I've got a busy week. I've got lots of things going on, and Doug's not here, so I could have stayed home tonight. And I'm like, if I stayed home tonight, I'm not going to get blessed. I know that. If I can be there, God has told me that. If you can be there, you better get yourself there. And when I was coming in, I'm just, you know, God brought me back one more time. You know, and I lost a cousin since I've been here. She's 41 years old. I lost a friend that I used to teach with. She was only 59 years old, and it was just a surprise, shocking thing. And this life is precious. And you know, I had a conversation on the way up, and my person I was talking to, they were saying, you know, well, I just don't ask God for all these things. They think they can do this stuff on their own. And I'm, like healings and, you know, and a peace of mind. I said, Mom, that's like exactly why I'm driving myself to church tonight, because it is a peace of mind. And I do have the checkbook. You have not because you asked not. And I am spoiled, but I don't ask for worldly things. You surrendering all, you sing that song. I don't want worldly things. What I do need to surrender, though, is my mind, my bad attitude, my not willing wanting to do something, my not wanting to give. And I have too many examples in this body.
Come on.
Do, give.
Get it.
Pastor, you probably... Me and myself have probably drove you crazy through the years, wanting and needing answers. And I can't imagine how you do it for so many people. But boy, we have some good examples here. I do want to surrender. It's not just talk. You can't just talk about it. It's something that you have to do it. That's what I want to be. I want to be a willing, doing vessel that's not just lip service. But to walk back in these doors, I just wanted to hug Brother Lockett so big. Hug Brother Jim. Thank you so much for being here.
Amen. Brother John, God bless you.
Amen. You know, it's when Brother Branham was here, they passed out numbers to get prayed for. I think we're going to have to start passing out numbers to get to testify. I want to get up Sunday and Lord, and I said, I'm going to get up today. I'm going to get on the line there. I just praise God. You know, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Like the prescription says, come to church. Like you said, there's listening to Pal Talk or the streaming service. It's only a snack. You know, it does what it does, but I thank God for being here. Amen. I was driving today, and it just came over me. I just praise God, and I just thank God for how good he's been to me. And I just thought about this truth, and I thought, I'm just so amazed at what this is and what God's done for me. And I was just thinking about, you know, Christ is a real man, that he died for me. You know, I don't ever want to forget that. I don't want to get so revelated I forget what he did for me.
Yes.
You know, and how... he suffered, and, you know, it is surrendering, and surrendering, it's just doing it. Amen. It is just doing it, and having a mind to serve God, and having a mind to be sensitive to that voice when he tells you to do something, to do it. Amen. You know, we can come here and listen. I don't want to just come and listen. I want to do, and doing is not worldly pleasures and all that stuff. No. Doing is giving my time. Amen. Doing is putting this as a priority. Amen. Doing is listening and seeing
Amen.
What my brother or sister needs. That's what doing is. And that's what I want to do. I want to be so focused Amen. This year. I want to be so focused.
Yes.
And, you know, I can't get any more of God than I have. I am. I love it because, like you say, my salvation is taken care of. You know,
Amen.
That's not what's on my plate. What's on my plate is getting out of the way and doing what I need to do. I'm not even doing anything for the rapture. That's right. Going to take care of itself.
That's right.
I'm just going to, in between here and there, be sensitive and be the hands, the feet, the mouth, the eyes, and just do what he wants me to do.
Amen.
I just thank him. I love this so much.
Let me get the announcements out of the way here, because I can already see what's happening here. We have got February 11th, which is tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We have fellowship at the main house.
Oh,
February. Okay, I'm still getting used to this year. Hold on. You can get a chance here. February 11th, next month, 6 o'clock at the main house, fellowship. we got a reptile show on the 24th at 4 p.m., and then just make sure you guys are paying attention to the sign-up sheet in the back for Easter service, Kentucky, March 30th to 31st. It's going to be $110 plus tax for the room, and I believe I was told that we're going to pay there. Is that correct? Yes.
Don't ask me.
Okay. Well, so that's just what I heard. Okay, so more to come. But just the sign-up sheet's in the back there.
Amen.
And I think that's it. Go ahead, sis.
Good evening, buddy.
Amen. Amen.
I just didn't want the year to scurry on by and without me having input.
Amen.
The preaching has just been unbelievable.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My.
And, I need the devil to know that he's back in 2023. We're in the eighth day and he's not welcome here. And so unless I say it, he's not going to believe it, because he will try you.
Put him on notice.
But what, I mean, it's been so many things these last few messages, but in this eighth day and Brother Branham talking to John, I believe it was, oh my gosh, I sat there like, really? I'm getting this, and it makes sense when you talked about infinity, the zero and the eight. It all makes sense. It makes so much sense. But what I was fighting with last year is me trying to do the works, and what I've heard in the last couple of messages, there's no work in the eighth day. There's nothing for me to do. I'm already saved. I'm already in eternity. So I'm just going to let God continue to work from the inside out. There's nothing I can do but be here, receive his word, and say amen to the word.
Yes. Amen. God bless you. Oh. Sis, go ahead.
I just want to say I'm grateful to be here one more time. I had an interesting situation with the kids this morning where they were talking about how their friends at school, you know, they don't believe in God, or they don't, you know, they don't have any faith or anything. And I was like, huh. And I said, do you know that Jesus died for you? And Raven was like, yeah, of course I do. Okay. And then I started getting a little emotional. I said, do you realize that he knew every time you would backtalk your parents, every time that you would disobey your teachers or your parents, every time that you'd take something that didn't belong, I listed everything that she has done that I know about. And I said, do you realize that when he died, it wasn't just Adam and the fall that he took care of? He took care of you.
That's right.
He saved you.
Amen.
And I said, you know why they can't believe what you believe? And she said, why? I said, if you were hungry and I bought you McNuggets, because they love McNuggets, I said, if I bought you all some McNuggets, and I said, all you have to do is go up to that counter and receive that. It's already been paid for. All you have to do is grab it.
That's it.
I said, you guys would go up and get it. They said, yeah. I said, your friends don't believe that it's been paid for. They won't get those nuggets. They have no idea what has been paid for them. And that's why we give them grace and love. Even when they don't treat you right, you give them grace and love because they don't have what you do.
That's right.
And you are their light.
That's right.
And I'm hoping, you know, if you don't see any of us here, please keep us in your prayers. Keep us all in your prayers. Because I was the only one from my house that was able to make it tonight. And I am grateful to be here. And I am grateful to have that revelation on what he paid for me.
Amen, sis. Brother Don, you'll be the last one.
I'm learning him. He'll cut you off. Elder or not, he'll cut you off. Doesn't he know I have something to say every service? What's wrong with him? But anyway, if I got to sit there, I'll do it. But you know, I'm thankful for the truth.
Amen,
thankful
for amen.
This church. This church is flat amazing. You know, if I wish we could just really just sit back in one of the services last year and see how far we've come. You know, you're here every day, you don't hardly see it. It's like watching a kid grow, you know. But, you know, if you have a chance to look all the way back and see it, it's beautiful. And the Bible study helped a lot. That pulled a lot of people out. Helped us to, you know, I don't know, just get with it, I guess. And just have, you know, out with your questions and really being able to find the answers. But I was, you know, I was thinking about things. And it's just so much. So much God's been doing here lately. And but that's why he's got a body.
Yes.
You know, just like that song, I Surrender All. I was thinking about that this morning. That song's in my heart a lot. Has always been. I've got that from the Nazarene Church. Maybe the only thing I pulled from them, but I got that. I said, Lord, I do want to surrender all.
Amen.
And I was thinking about it this morning, and I thought I'll sing it tonight, and then I dismissed it. You know, like, they don't sing that one much, so maybe I shouldn't sing it. But, you know, when God lays something on your heart, that means something.
Oh, yeah.
It means something. Especially, you know, like Brother John was talking about, you know, you're looking for these things.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be surrendered. You know, he can use, you know, a vessel that'll surrender, and that's all he wants.
Yeah.
You know, I told him long ago, if he lays something on my heart, I'll say it, you know, and that's all he wants. You know, he lays things on your heart for a reason. A lot of times you sit there, well, that's just for me. Probably not for the body. It's kind of, you know, out there a little bit, and then you get here and you're quiet, and somebody else comes out with it.
Yeah. You know? Oh.
And they go, all right, Lord, I'm learning. Have a little patience. Oh. And I've been here for a little while, so I'll figure it out after a while. But, you know, it's beautiful to have the rest. It's beautiful to see the body stand on her feet, not just knowing by revelation that the body on the other side of the veil is staying on her feet, but we're standing on her feet. And we're standing solid and strong.
Yes.
And Satan is just fading out of every one of our lives. And I'm thankful to hear that in the testimonies, you know. You know, I said all the time, Satan's not even in this picture with me.
No.
He's got nothing to do. You know, light has nothing, no fellowship with darkness. He can't even come here if he wanted to. Light would put him out. He puts out darkness every time. And, you know, I was thinking about being a Christian. You know, that means a lot of things to a lot of people. You know, and they try to be like Jesus was. You know, and if they could, they walk. That's why they go visit the Holy Land, you know. They want to be like Jesus, you know, and be like him. But to me, being like him is catching this present tense, I am God, and letting him use your vessel.
Amen.
You know, and just surrendering all. And he uses us all different. Don't think you got to be like anybody else.
Right.
You know, I hope nobody's trying to be like me because I'm a mess. But, you know, just be who you are and rejoice in his truth. And above everything else, know that he's got it. Know that he will lead you. He'll guide you footsteps. And, you know, he'll correct and guide you. You know, you say a correction, that sounds kind of bad, but he'll guide you.
That's right.
Every step of the way.
Amen.
Where you put your feet, that's your land. That's where he wanted you to be. And, you know, I'm thankful for finally getting that straight in my life.
Amen.
That I really don't try to do anything. You know, I don't try to even measure up to the law. Either it's in me or it's not. You know, either I'm a Deskins or I'm not.
That's right.
Birth certificate says I am, so end of story.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The blood test says I am.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. You know, end of story. Satan is out of the picture. And I'm so thankful for that, for the rest that I have, for the total peace. And that's in everything. You know, you used to kind of look at people and say, well, maybe they need to do more in this. Maybe I need to do more, you know. And I ain't looking at any of that anymore, me or anybody else.
Right.
I believe his word.
Amen.
I follow his word every time it shines in my path. I step right there, and I step right there, and step right there. And, you know, I'm not going to empty out hospitals and not the word for this day. You know, a lot of the scripture back through the ages doesn't even apply to me.
Right.
I don't have a mediator. I don't have a mediator between God and man. God dwells here.
Yeah.
Same as he dwelt in Christ.
That's right.
Since I've had my birth, I'm Christ.
That's right.
No more, no less. He's my older brother. You know, I, you know, you never seen him going around worrying about his flesh, worrying about, oh, he didn't quite measure up here and he needs to do better there. Like I said the other week, you're not going to tell him to be a better Christian. You know, so don't tell this bride to be a better Christian.
Right.
She's Christ. She's Christ-like. Right. She's word-like. And he's got his word in that day, and when he was here in his corporal body, he's got that word to fulfill in that day. Luther had his word. Wesley, Pentecost, they all had that word. Brother Branham had his word to fulfill in his day.
That's right.
Healing campaigns, bringing, you know, pulling in the big fish and everything. We're not after the, we're not after the multitude now. You know, this is just not our scripture. Our scripture right now is what comes across that pulpit.
Amen. Right.
And what God calls for across his pulpit is what I want to walk in.
Amen.
And I don't want to miss it, and I don't want to bring any other, my
Amen.
Creed, my tradition into it. I'm Christ-like. Amen. I'm word-like.
Yes.
End of story. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the testimonies. You know, I love the testimonies, and I'm so glad to be here right now. You know, I just was thinking about the kids in here, and I'm just so grateful for all of our children in here. You know, they're the best children to me in the world. You know, they're the most quietest. You don't even know they're even here in here. You know, and you know, I even got to thank little Henry. Henry's quiet. You know what I'm saying? But, and if anybody is louder than Henry, you're too loud. So Henry takes the floor on that one, you know. And somebody please just card Brother Chris, because he don't look 60. My goodness. Funny story is just, I was doing some things today, and I had to go to Xenia to drop off some documents and stuff like that. And I was kind of running around like a chicken without a head and just thinking, man, I shouldn't go. And it took like a half an hour for me to decide to just get in my car and go and do what I'm supposed to do. So I don't know why I did that. It was just like, you know, like brain fog, you know? But anyway, I start taking my way out to Xenia, and I get there and I pull into the parking lot, and I see this guy. He's standing outside his car. He's got one window down. So I'm like, oh, he's stuck. You know, I know what that feels like. I've been stuck on the side of the road. I've been stuck. No car, nothing. You know, Ubering, Skylaring. So, I said, Lord, if he's still out here when I, you know, when I'm done with my business, I'll go back out there and help him. And so went in, came back out. He was still there. So I pull up. Hey, buddy, what's going on over here? You stuck or something? What's going on? He's like, well, my car won't start. I was like, simple jump. Let me hook you up. So the guy was freezing. And, you know, we set his car up with the jumpers and everything like that. I was like, hey, I'm not going to kidnap you or anything, but if you just want to sit in the car, because, you must be freezing, you know. So we sat in there, and bless his heart, he started talking about his dad, you know. I was like, did you have anybody you're trying to call or anything? He's like, yeah, I was trying to get a hold of my dad, but, you know, he doesn't have, like, the phones we've got. He's got the flip phone, you know what I mean? And that don't he don't even know how to work that. I laughed. So I said, he sounds like my dad, you know? And I said, I shared a story about my dad. My dad was a beach bum, you know? He wanted to live on the beach, so he did for a couple years. And he got a kick out of that. So, and I just started realizing, like, man, this is premium Son of Man. Just on the scene.
Yeah.
They'll miss it, but I can't miss it. I can't miss this. I see God everywhere because I'm looking for him, you know? Less I see, less I hear, I can't do anything. So I just thank God for this revelation, you know, and there was a lady that me and Sister Beth met at Starbucks. You know, I love to go to Starbucks, and she was sitting there, and we kind of got to talking and everything like that. Well, anyway, she ended up wanting to have some work done at her house. I was like, oh, yay. So we started talking on the phone. We were kind of coming up with like plans to set up a time to meet and stuff like that. And she started talking about Jesus, and she tricked me because I got so excited about that. And she kind of used my excitement to kind of get it out of me. Well, I said something, and it was kind of like, you just see the veil, boom. Just like your friend, you know, you were having lunch with him. So I know I stepped in poop right away, you know? So I shut my mouth right away, and she's like, oh no, I can't receive that. And I'm like, oh, well, I was like, you know, I was just trying to agree with everything that was coming out of her mouth just quickly, you know? And so we set up a time to meet and stuff like that, got off the phone. Well, I had a lot of things hit me in the last like 3 weeks where I just couldn't get back to her. Well, it's funny what, you know, guilt will kind of make you do, you know? And so she calls me, and I didn't get the call, but I called her back, right? And so she was talking to me, and she was just trying to apologize to me about our last conversation. I was like, whoa, you know, I forgot about our last conversation. So I listened to, after I got off the phone with her, I listened to her message, and she's just pouring her heart out, you know? We are the only God that these people are going to see. They have to make it right. They only have a little bit of time left. A little bit of time left before they don't have no more opportunities to even touch God, hear from God, even anything with God. And we should know that and just walk with that on our chest, right in the forefront of our head, because this word, I'm telling you, it's been coming across so hot. This is only for us, you know? So I'm so excited to hear what's coming out of off this pulpit here. And so let's sing a song and get them up. Let's sing song 43 out of the Only Believe, Come and Dine. God bless you.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes, he turned water into wine. To the hungry, call it now to come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called unto them to come and dine. There they found their hearts to dire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry all the time. Oh, come and dine, the master calling, come and dine. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and dine. Oh, come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and dine.
I have a song I wanted to sing. It's called I've Been Redeemed. Yes. By the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed. I don't even know the number, but I love it. So we'll figure it out. Yeah, not even it.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been, this is my favorite verse. if you wanna see that devil run. If you wanna see that devil run. If you wanna see that devil run, you gotta shoot him with a gospel gun. All my sins I washed away, I've been redeemed. And that's not all, there's more besides. No, that's not all, there's more besides. No, that's not all, there's more besides. I've been to the river and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins I wash away. One more time, hallelujah. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins I washed away, I've been redeemed.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's bow our heads and go in a moment in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to get together with the believers one more time. Like the sister said, Satan, you're still behind us. Let us just move the hearing or speaker out of the way, Lord, so we can just receive the word. Lord, answer those prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken. Remember Sister Clarice, remember Sister Dawn, remember Brother John, remember the Brinkman family, remember the Kirkmans, Brother Dwayne. Just remember us all, Lord, as we go before you and just do your will. As we get stronger this year to be more focused, more dedicated, more sincere. Lord, we're just going to keep striving. We will not be satisfied until we wake in your likeness. So, Lord, bless the service, bless the hearing of the speaker. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. I'm very, very happy. Yeah. Appreciate that song, Brother Dwayne. It was good to hear. You know, I was thinking, like even Brother Don Deskin said, he said, you know, got to put something on your heart and then you'll take too long to do it and then somebody else will do it. I was thinking about that, Brother Don. I thought, you know, don't even let Satan get in there. If you see somebody singing the song that you were going to sing, just go join them. You might help them out. They might not know that, like, they might have been nervous about singing it, you know? And then they're like, I don't know how it's going to work. Normally Sister Courtney sings this or whatever. Get up there and help them out. If that was God, put that on your heart. Don't even let Satan get to the end of the song. Like, get up there and join them. You know, I thought, you know, that's what I'm going to do now. If I see somebody singing a song that I was like, man, I've been thinking about that all week. Scoot over then. I'm going to jump up there with you. I'm not, because all it does is hurt me if I don't. Because sure. The whole time you're singing, I can't even enjoy the words. I'm like, I should have surrendered all. Yeah. Right? Like that's. So just jump up there. I thought about that. I thought, yes. Don't even let Satan have the song, you know, because you'll just kick yourself for, you know, and you just get, you know, we only got a little bit of time here.
That's right.
You know, we're in overtime, you know. We only got a little bit of time to get this right. So I thought about something. I'll tell you guys a quick story, and then I'll get started. So I proposed to Miss Courtney in November, and then it's 100 years ago. We've been married for a while. And so I proposed to her in November, and it was like January, end of December, and becoming into January. Me and my buddies were out, and we're just at Steak and Shake. And it's me, Jeremiah, Dwayne, and Pastor Moore. And we're sitting there, and I'm excited. I'm like, man, at my wedding, I'm going to do, who's going to be at my wedding? This is what I'm singing at my wedding. This is what my wedding color is going to be. This is, right? I'm excited. I'm looking, we're 6 months away from the wedding. I'm excited about it. Like, we're talking about it. And one of my friends, I won't name who, says, are we going to talk about this the whole time? And I thought, yes, and we're going to talk about it this whole time. If you don't want to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it with my other friends that want to talk about this. So tonight, we're going to be talking about the rapture, and we're going to keep talking about the rapture every service. Yes, we're going to talk about this the whole time until we get out of here. I know when it is. I know who's going. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to be there. Yes, we're going to talk about this the whole time until we get out of here. So you say, Brother Jay, we're going to preach about the titles irrelevant, the message is irrelevant. I'm talking about the rapture no matter how I'm talking about it, no matter how I bring it, no matter what scripture I read, just know I'm talking about the rapture. Amen. That's all I got to talk about. That's the only thing on my plate. That's the only thing I'm excited. That's all I got left. That's it. That's you. That's what I've been waiting for. Talk about waiting for a marriage. You wait for a partner all your life and then you get married. Yes, I want to talk about it. But I'm waiting for something even a greater reunion than that. This is a reunion. A marriage on this side is a union. That's two people that didn't know each other getting together. But this is a reunion. I'm going back to where I come from. Oh, my. I thought about that. I thought, I'm so glad I've been redeemed. Yes. That's my title tonight. I've been redeemed. Amen. You know, me and Miss Courtney were talking about something, and we talk about how the church world, they want to take stuff and claim it back, right? They want to hear a secular song, and they go, well, we're gonna reclaim that. That was Satan's song, and we're going to claim that for God. That was never God's song. Don't reclaim anything. He doesn't reclaim things that are not his.
That's right.
So, you know, even when the sister was talking about the McDonald's story, you know why those kids don't got God? Because he didn't pay for their nuggets. That's right. That's why they can't get the nuggets. I pay for my own kids' nuggets. That's why they know where to go. They know where to eat. They know it's taken care of. They know the price has been paid. That's why they go there. Everybody else, he ain't pay for them. Jesus didn't die for everybody.
Right.
Sorry, he didn't. God ain't coming back for everybody. Sorry, he's not. He's only coming back to claim that which he's already redeemed.
Amen.
Oh, my. See, we got to look at this picture the right way.
Yes.
Because even in doing so, you think about that, you go, well, Jesus did this, had to do this. Listen, before you try to even let Satan in the door, I was redeemed before my price was paid. Before.
Come on. Yeah.
Before the foundation of the world, my price was paid. Before I did good or evil, before I had a thought about good or evil, before my members were formed in my mother's womb, he paid it all. See, the church won't have you thinking that you build up a debt and then God paid it off. And then hopefully he shows back up to pay it off again. And he's coming. They're just trying to use it like a credit card. They think we got to just keep going on and on and on and on and on. No, ain't no compounding interest on this. He paid it once and for all. That was it. He had to die once. He didn't keep dying. See, the church won't have. Once you get off on this thing and you get it wrong, you got to have Jesus die a couple of times. Because, well, is he taking care of your soul? Yes. Well, what about your flesh then? What about your spirit then? What about your memories? What about your understanding? What about your lack of understanding? What about when you lose faith sometimes? What about when you in and out? What about when you doubt? What? Does he still keep dying over and over again? Does he got to keep paying the price? Or does one price pay it all? Jesus truly did pay it all.
Amen.
I've been redeemed, and I'm going back to where I come from. That's even the scripture said that. He said, we're going to return to heaven. Even the Son of God had to come from heaven. Even he. It's not only he. Even he. Even he. Oh, my saints. I love it like this. I love it when you put me in the picture.
Yeah.
Because you know, and who could even do the redeeming?
Right.
Right? It had to be a kinsman redeemer.
That's right.
See, that's why when Sister Mel was looking at that and she said, wait, you mean Brother Branham was there? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
See, when you truly understand how eternity works, you go anywhere on the timeline.
Amen.
That's how God can see the end before the beginning. That's how he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end of this thing. He sees you as a finished work. That's what you got to understand. That's what should settle you down, is that God already seen me finish this. I'm just manifesting it out for me. Oh, my. See, even when we talk about the church ages, the reason why they're listed like that is because that's the end of them. God sees them finished. Even when they were going through it, God saw the church ages as a finished work. He saw the finished work. Yeah. Why do you think he had to have intercessory set up prior to the church ages?
Yeah.
He knew they'd need it.
Amen.
He knew they would need somebody to stand in the gap for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Jesus was set up on the meteorial seat before the church ages began. He was sitting there each time, each time, each time, each time. Why? He saw it as the end, at the end. Why are we so confident that we're going to finish this thing? Because God's let us in on a little secret.
Amen.
He said, I saw you as a finished work. He said, if you have the ability to believe and understand my words, the time is at hand.
Amen.
What time? The end time. You're manifesting what I already seen you do.
Amen.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Right. My.
Satan, you had a chance when I didn't see it. You had a chance to make me doubt him when I didn't know.
Not now.
Not now. It's too late now. It's too late now. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, say a couple of quotes, and we'll see where we go from there. If that's the end of it, that's the end of it. But if it keeps going, we keep going. I'm here to have a good time. Whatever you want to do. Let's read one scripture here real quick. Psalms 107. And we'll just read the first two verses. It says, this is Psalms 107. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I like this verse. He didn't say let everybody. He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those are the only people that know it. Those are the only people that really know how good God is. You know, everybody has an idea of how good God is. Everybody has an idea of what God can do. But I know for a fact.
Amen.
Oh, see, and that's even why, you know, you got to have it right. Because if you don't get it right, you're going to go off on so many other things. Just for example, Pastor Moore, he mentioned on Sunday, he talked about, he said you can't put old wine in a new bottle. And there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people believe that the soul gets cleaned up. So they believe that your soul gets cleaned up. Well, Jesus got to die a bunch of times then. Again, you're back on the, you're on the wrong track. Because that soul has to die. It has to surely die, because if the soul gets cleaned up, then there's no new birth requirement. Because if you're just cleaning it, then it didn't die. And if it didn't die, then you don't have to be born again. And if you don't have to be born again, then is the requirement really a new birth? Then why did he even say that to Nicodemus, that you must be born again? See how many chapters of the Bible we have to start throwing out? You got, something has to die and be replaced.
Amen.
To bring forth life. That's why I even said this. Unless he goes into the ground, that seed had to die. To die. Not to go there and get cleaned up. It had to die to bring forth that fruit.
Amen.
That old nature had to die. And God already saw you as a finished work so that you weren't lost. You don't. When that soul dies, he moves right on in.
Amen.
Brand new creation. But that same situation is with my flesh. I'm not taking this old flesh over there either.
No.
There's some new wine that's got to go in that part too. That's got to be redeemed too. There's going to be a theophany. There's going to be a glorified body. These are all new things.
Right.
New things that God saw me with.
That's right.
He sees me perfect.
Yes.
When God sees me, he sees me as a finished work.
Right.
I even loved how even Brother Branham describes like what we'd even look like.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said, you're going to be what you look like now.
Yeah.
You're just going to be younger. You're going to be in a better body.
Yeah.
You're not going to be old. You're not going to need glasses. You're not going to have gray hair.
Yeah.
You'll be 18 to 20 years old.
Right.
Prime of your life.
Right.
Able to move.
Yeah.
I thank God that he showed us that.
Amen.
That's just a little nugget to show you that God is pleased with how you look now.
Amen.
See, that should even settle you down a little bit even more in here, because in this neurotic age, they're changing everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's changing. They're changing gender, changing noses, changing faces, changing eyes, changing hair. Everything's up for change. Everything's up for change. Skin color's up for change. Everything's up for change. And you know what that can do to you? It makes you feel like you're not enough. That you don't have enough, that God messed up somehow, that he's not pleased with what you have, that he's not happy with how he made you, that he wants you to change something. Who am I to clay to say to the potter, why did you make me thus? You made me how you wanted me to look. You made me wonderfully made. He's pleased to dwell in here. That's why I even love that. But you see how if I go off on that, you start messing up. Start getting things in your mind. Oh, and I'm not even going to give the church world any more ammo on that. I'm just leave it alone. But I thank God that all of this is getting new.
Right.
It's getting new, but he wants it.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's making me better.
Yeah.
It's the perfecting.
Right.
That you're going to see me perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey, well, Brother Jay, well, you know, these are what it was. I always talk about what I know because that's all I can talk about. That's it. So my analogies are from what I know. Even when you talk about, you know, talk about those time traveling things where people saw the wars. Well, that word wasn't necessarily a word how they could do it. We could say world war. Well, they had cities and countries. They didn't say the whole world. They was the woes. It was a woe, 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 woes, woe unto you. Whoa, that's all they had. So I'm using what all I have. I use what I know. I use the examples. I use my kids. I use my life. Why? Because that's what I got to give to you. That exactly. I'm only going to jump as high as I can land. That way I know I'm solid. But that should help you, though. That's what you should do. Don't give some testimony that you can't live up to. Amen. You're hurting yourself. Right. You're hurting yourself even if you start going. You know what I've seen happen? You know, because I'm still talking about my rapture. Still talking about getting out of here. I'm just helping you Monday through Friday. I'm just giving you a little bit of nuggets to help you. What I've seen happen is people, they want so much to be holy. Right. Like everybody else they think they see. Right. You start jumping out there and thinking that maybe if I say it a certain way, they'll understand that I'm deep. And I'm spiritual. You know what? A fool is known in the multitude of his words. You get out here and start describing stuff that don't make sense, that you don't know, that ain't never happened to you, I'm going to pick up on it quick. I've been in that situation. I know what it looks like. And I know that those terms don't run together. You ever see somebody try to read some medical terms? They don't know how to put them together, don't know how to pronounce them. I got some kind of sickness here and there, and you're putting words that don't go together, putting adjectives with prepositions, with nouns and phrases that don't work. You tell on yourself. That's right. Now, you might fool your dumb buddies. You might fool your dumb friends that don't know how to pronounce the word. But sit around a doctor. Yeah. And they go, that's not possible. Somebody that knows. Somebody that knows. That's what would happen with Brother Brandon when he sit around those brothers that were thinking they were so deep and so spiritual. He said, brother, you got that cow eating up in the tree. Yeah, you got some things backwards here. This don't make sense. How are you gonna have your glorified body on you right now and you got gray hair? How are you going to have your theophany now and you still got bad thoughts? That don't make sense. Trying to be too deep. Trying to be too revelated. Back your mouth from where you're at. Amen. If you understand everything I'm saying and it's simple to you, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't worry about it. Maybe you are so deep. Maybe you are so spiritual. Right. Just stay here until Jeremiah and Pastor Moore get up then. But don't doubt what I'm saying. That's when you're going to get in trouble. Right. That's when you're going to touch that stove and it's hot. Amen. Don't think you're more spiritual than me. I'm backing my mouth from where I'm at. I'm just being honest with you. Amen. Oh, I see. Because, you know, I'm just helping you as a brother. Amen. I'm helping you to avoid those spirits that are going to come in because you don't even want to give Satan any room for anything. When you come in here, you know, Satan shouldn't be allowed in here. And you bring him in here with your traditions. You bring him in here with your ideas. You don't necessarily bring him, pack him in here and sit down with a bad attitude. They wipe that off when you get in the door. But you're coming here with your idea of what worship should look like. You're coming here with your idea of what we should sound like. Coming here with your idea of what I should preach like. What scripture I should read. How long I should read it. All these things. Leave it at the door, bub. Amen. I'm just trying to get out of here. Amen. I'm sharing with you my knowledge of the mystery. I already know I'm redeemed. Yes. What else do I got to work for? Amen. The foundation's already been laid. Amen. You don't talk about the doctor. The doctor's been laid for hundreds of years already. Brother Childers got this thing right. This thing's been right for 40, 50 years. Right. I don't need to make it right. No. It's right. It is right. It is right. Amen. I know it's right. Amen. I'm not trying to change the doctrine. I'm just adding to it my own little bit. The cake's already made. Let me just write my name with the icing. That's all I'm doing on this thing. I'm just putting my name on there. Why? Because now I see myself in this thing. I know this party's about me. Oh, I'm kind of like John was. When John was looking for that Redeemer, you know what he looked for? He looked through all the scriptures. John looked throughout all the... John was in the Isle of Patmos, stepped into eternity, Sister Mel. He had the ability to go anywhere on that timeline he wanted to. If he wanted to scroll over and see how Adam did it, he could see what Adam did. Sure. Scroll over and see what Moses did, could see what Moses did. And you know what John saw when he did that scrolling? That nobody was worthy. Amen. He couldn't find him. It wasn't that he only had access to the scrolls. John looked. John had stepped into eternity, man. He had the ability to go anywhere on that timeline and see. Because you know what John was looking for? A kinsman redeemer. John was looking for somebody born of a woman that could pay this price. Somebody worthy. And guess what? He couldn't find him. Couldn't find him. And when John, with all the ability that he had, the prophetic message that he had, stepped into eternity that he had, had all these good things going for him. You know what John did? Wept. Started crying. Like, all this that I have, it don't matter. I won't be going. Somebody needs to pay the price. None of us will go. This is what John saw. He saw, we're all going to hell. All of our living was in vain. We believe the God that won't show up. Basically. But then Jesus came.
Amen.
Weep not, John. Somebody's here that can loose those seals. There's somebody that can open the book for you. And once the book is open, John, I'm gonna show you that your name has already been written. Woo! Jesus didn't open the book and write John's name in. He opened the book and showed him that his name was already there. Oh, my. That's why it's too hard. That's why it's a little, I get a little bit of pushback when you tell me I need to be a better Christian. I'm like, whoa. I'm as good as he wants me to be. I know I'm going to heaven. Oh, can I live a better life? Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. I'll never doubt that. But more believing? Nah. No, I can't believe God more than what I do. I believe every word. I believe every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. I'm at 100% on that one, Bob. You can't doubt me on that one. You know, you can tell me I need to show up to work earlier, and I'll agree with you. I probably do. Maybe I need to do some better planning. Maybe I need to do this. Maybe I step up there, get spirits quicker here. All that's fine. Those are all temporal things, though. They're all temporal things. And when I get out of here, whether I got them all right, got them all wrong, it doesn't change my eternal destination. So whenever you start talking about eternity to me, I know where I'm going. There was a time that I would be like John and weep and not know. But we know now. Oh, it's time to act like we know. You've been redeemed. Oh, my. And it wasn't paid for. Let me see this. Brother Branham has a quote. I was trying to write stuff down and I was being lazy. And I was like, oh, I'll just take a picture of it on my phone. Dumb. Should have just printed it out. Well, that's all right. We're going to get through this. See, you're not the only one to kick yourself. You know, I hold myself in high esteem. You'd be like, well, Brother Jay's got it together. No, he don't. Well, I'm still lazy sometimes. I need help. But here we go. This is Brother Branham. And this is the breach between the seals. And it says here, let's see here. Make sure I get this right. Yeah, there it is. It says, oh, and everything had fallen. The rights. See, when you talk about being redeemed, it gives you back stuff. When you're not redeemed, you don't know that you have eternal life. When you don't know that you're redeemed, you don't know that you have this gift. But when you've been redeemed, it restores those rights. That's even why the word had to be restored to the point that redemption could show up on the scene. Because unless the word was right, you wouldn't even have something to lean onto. That word's going to be your foundation. God got to vindicate his word by bringing it to pass. And if you got the word wrong, you won't have redemption right. But the word had to be restored so then that the redemption could come on the scene. But he says, oh, everything had fallen. The rights of redemption, the rights of eternal life. That light, all these rights had been forfeited, and there was nobody who could pay the price. And John starts crying because no one was worth, and no one could even look, open the book. Oh, it took a human being. John wept when he could do it, and he thought everything was lost. But it's not lost. Amen. It's available now. Amen. We can see this thing now. Amen. Oh, the book's open. Amen. Oh, my. I love it like that. I love it so simple like that. Yes. Because then I see myself in there, and I go, I saw my name in the book. Yes. I truly saw my name in the book. Yeah. And we can say, well, what name did you see? I saw Mr. Jesus Christ. Yeah. That's part of it. And I like to use that. Right. But I like to get a little bit more personal when I'm dealing with Satan.
Yeah.
I like to let him know that it says James Pickens. I just like to throw that in there, that God saw James Pickens. Because as much as you say that he had to get my great-great-granddaddy to get the eye color that I have, the hair that I have, the stature that I have, he had to do some things to make sure I had the name that I have. That when you look down there, that they're looking down and saying, I see Brother James has this thing right. And that wasn't by chance. It wasn't by peradventure that we live here in Fairborn, that we come to this church, that we're under this ministry, that we're under this leadership. He knows we needed it.
Amen.
Why? Amen. He knew you could need to be. He needed a group of people that could be strong enough to handle this thing in this day.
Amen.
You know what? And Pastor Moore, you're talking about even you know, when you truly understand this thing, it should be an end to that struggling nature. Why? That soul was the only thing that should have been struggling with the Word of God, because. But now I got something in there that just only says amen. There's no more struggle with the Word of God. Oh, there's no more struggling with the Word of God. It puts an end to that struggling nature. And you know, I thought about that and I thought, you know, even if you don't talk, you can tell on yourself. There's some vital signs. And I thought about that even in the hospital and things like that. They look at those vital signs. Those vital signs let you know if you're in pain, if you're breathing all right. All I got, you ain't even got to say nothing to me. The nurse or the doctor comes in there, they can look at the vital signs and be like, oh, your pulse is a little up. You must be in a little bit of pain. Oh, no, I'm going to make it. And that pulse keeps going up. And they're like, now your body's telling on you. Your body's telling on you. Or they say, well, can you get up? And you're out of breath. And they're like, ah, your body's telling on you. Those vital signs will start to tell on you. You know what? In this hour, I can see those vital signs when I start mentioning things that might poke somebody a little bit. Let me talk about homosexuality a little bit. And I see your vital signs start messing up. I see you start tripping up a little bit. Start talking about looking at different things on the website and your vital signs start messing up. Start struggling a little bit. I start talking about too much of the right or too much of the left in politics. Those vital signs start messing up a little bit. I see it on you. I can see you struggling. I see you doubting. I see you fixing up that you can't handle it, that you're about to bust. And I say, it should be the end of the struggling nature.
Amen.
Those temporal things shouldn't bother you that much.
Amen.
It shouldn't mess up your day that much. But I see those vital signs start showing up a little bit. Oh, we can see it all the time. You start if I start talking about grace too long, and you're a law person, those vital signs will start showing up. You'll be like, well, not all the steps are ordered. What do you mean not all? The Bible says all the steps.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
What do you mean not all?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's not happy to dwell here?
Yeah.
What do you mean I got to change this? I'm clean from the inside out.
Amen.
That means whatever God wants to change, I believe he's big enough to do it.
Amen.
I've seen too many examples of it. I've seen people grow up in bad homes, terrible situations, and come out smelling like a rose, just loving God with a sweet disposition. God's big enough to do that.
Amen.
I've seen people have bad attitudes, bad lifestyles, and come in here and God cleans that up, and you didn't change them.
Amen.
You didn't browbeat them. They just have a desire change, a nature change, that God does it. Oh, Brother Isaiah, you say he's talking about you, and everybody in here says he's talking about me. Why? Because I came from a bad home, so to speak. I came from a bad environment, so to speak. I got a lot of people in my family that heard the Word of God and walked away. And I could have been just like those followers going downstream going, well, if my dad doesn't want to do it, if my brothers don't want to do it. No, 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 no. I'm built a little bit different. I got something on the inside of me that's more than a conqueror. I don't just ease by in this thing. I'm going over it leaps and bounds. I'm clearing the line with room. I got so much, God, that I can give it away. Woo! Woo! He said, all that I bind and all that I loose, I can give eternal life to inanimate objects. That's how strong I am.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Jay. Whoa. Stepping out there, brother. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How much of Brother Branham have you read, brother? He said he's taking a chair, taking a horse, taking a dog.
Yeah.
He's taking things. He gave eternal life to objects.
Amen.
Uh-oh. With no soul?
Yeah.
Brother Branham, you're taking that?
Yeah.
Yeah. God said all that I love. He loved that chair. Loved that dog. Brother Branham was willing to sacrifice his old ministry for his dog.
Amen.
You know Brother Branham was going to kill somebody over his dog? That would have messed everything up.
Amen.
If they didn't believe in about javelina hogs and oranges and sending stuff back to customs, put a murder rap on his record.
Right.
Oh, he would. That would have been the end of it. They wouldn't have wrote his books. They wouldn't have copied anything. They wouldn't. Nobody would have been looking in Arizona. They wouldn't have been collecting them white rocks. There would have been nobody around. We would have been able to get a white rock now. You can't get one now. They scoured that land so much. Oh, my, my, my. So you're looking at me and go, are you sure? Yes, I am.
Oh, yes.
I get a prophet's reward.
Yes.
That's my prophet.
Yes, right.
I get the same reward. Yes. All that I love.
Oh,
that's eternal life. Right. When did that come on the scene? When the seals were open.
Amen.
That was the problem. When the seals are closed, you don't know what's in the book.
Right.
You couldn't even really read the Bible until the seals were opened up.
Right.
It was written in code, so to speak.
Yeah.
You didn't know what order the books were supposed to go in. You didn't know what was supposed to be happening. You didn't know that the Old Testament was just a shadow, a type of what Jesus Christ would do. You didn't know what was going to happen. You didn't have a full revelation of the book of Revelation until the seals are opened up.
Amen.
And once those seals are open, though, it should be an end to a struggling nature.
Amen.
What should you really even been struggling about anyway if you're claiming you're a Christian? Just understanding the Word of God.
Right.
That'd be the only thing that actually matters. And so when somebody opens that up and reveals it to you, that should be the end to a struggling nature. Oh, Brother Jay, but I still got this. And you got temporal issues. I'm talking about not having gate trouble, like Brother Childers would say. I'm talking about something bigger than going to work. I serve a God that can give me money if I don't go to work.
Amen.
Well, Brother Jay, where are you getting all this? The Bible. Read it a couple times. It says that he had put money in the mouth of those fish.
Right.
They didn't do anything to deserve that. They didn't work for anything. They had to get some money for taxes. It's tax time right now. That's coming up right now. Me and Miss Courtney, business owners, were like, woo, tax bills, terrible. Right? That'd get you the dander up. That'd get me swinging on the left or the right of politicians. Talking about taxes and you got to pay them. I feel like Brother Childers, you know, when it was tax time for Brother Childers, he'd get a dander get up a little bit. And he had to pay a lot in taxes. He'd be like, oh, I don't like this. But what it is, what it is. Even at the time when Jesus was there, he said, give Caesar what Caesar's.
That's right.
If you owe taxes, just pay them.
Yeah,
and then they didn't work for it. They didn't have a way to get it. And he just go down to that fish and grab that money and give them what they asked. Pay these taxes. Just pay them. Pay Caesar with his money.
That's
right. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, God, he can take care of everything.
Yes.
I don't want to enable. I don't want to box God in. Like, I don't want to put God in a box where he says, he can only do this, he can only do that, or I only go to God when I need the big stuff. No, 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 no. God's my only form of payment.
That's it.
Now, I'm going to say it like this. If all you had in your pocket was a debit card and no cash, you're going to use that to buy gum. If it's a dollar, you're still going to be like, well, I don't have no other form of payment. You go out to a meal and it's $50. It's your only form of payment. Whenever I run into something that needs paid for, that's my form of payment. It's that. When I run into a family member that needs prayer, I use that card. When I have a situation that I need for, I use that card. Why? It don't matter how big it is or how small it is. I'm using that same form of payment. It ain't never failed me yet, and it never will. It'll never come back declined. It always goes through.
Amen.
God always takes care of me. He knows what I'm going to need before I get there. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, I love it like that because it's just so simple. It's like, what were you worried about? I don't know why I was worried. Now that I understand what's going on, now that I see that I've always been redeemed, now that I understand it, you know, and then I look at that, because there's a couple ways you can look at it, but it's like, I said the phrase, I've always been redeemed. In one sense, I always have been redeemed. I just didn't know it. I didn't know it. Same with John. John, he didn't know it. That's why he was crying. That he didn't know his name was there. He didn't know anybody's name was there. It was the unknown that frightened him. It's same thing in this church. You talk about the young people in here. When we used to, back in the day, Riley, you probably remember this, we had that mirror there. And then they had some church pictures in the room. Terrible, right? It was the scariest thing ever. You come into this church and the lights are off, and if somebody left a light on back there, you would just see like a glow of like Brother Branham's picture. And you'd be like, oh my gosh, get the lights on as fast as possible. Anybody that's ever cleaned a church, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like I'm the only one. I know y'all are all going to the same thing, like get to the lights. Just hit those lights. As soon as you get the lights on, then the two-way mirror worked and everything that it was needed to do. But if it was just light on in that room and the pictures were glowing, you'd be like, I got to turn on one of these lights. Now, as a mature Christian in this thing, I'm looking for the dead. Amen. Right? So if I would have saw Brother Branham now, I'd be like, come on, I've been waiting for you. Well, at that time, I wasn't so mature. I was like, I'm scared. Hit the lights. Right? That's just progress, just time, just those kind of things. But that just shows what darkness does. That unknown scares you. When it's unknown, you don't know what you're tripping over. You don't know if it's important. You don't know how far it can go down. You're unsteady. Turn the lights on and everything. Everything's a little bit easier. This should be an end of struggling. The lights are on now, saints. We can see everywhere we're going. I'm not tripped up on any scripture. There's not a scripture that trips me up. There's not a life situation that trips me up. There's nothing that should trip you up. Oh, you go, well, Brother Jay, I still have these issues. Okay, acknowledge them. Let's be honest. You have them. How are you going to get through it? What's your form of payment?
Right.
Are you going to use your thinking that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work? That you know you can't rely on. You've changed your mind 100 times just this week.
Right.
How many times did it take you to get dressed? You know, I want these pants. I want that shirt. I want this. You change your mind all the time.
Right.
My God don't change his mind. When he said, let there be light, he didn't just say, okay, well, I don't like this light. Let's make blue light. Let's see. No. He said, let there be light, and it happened.
Amen.
He says, let's separate the firmaments. It happened. He doesn't go back on his word. He doesn't take it back. When he says it's final.
Yes.
God saw me as a finished work, that's final. He's not taking that back.
Amen.
He saw me finish this thing.
Right.
He paid the price for me to finish this thing. It's a done deal. I'm just living it out.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Amen.
I love it like this, brothers and sisters. Why? Because it's simple. It's just simple. You try to overcomplicate this thing, then I know you're going off somewhere. Because it gets dangerous. The more you start venturing out on the limbs, it's like telling a lie. You got to remember it. You know, there was a brother that preached some things, and overseas, those brothers didn't have the technology that we have. And so what they would do is they'd take a copious amount of notes, and they'd save them. And you see these brothers from the Philippines or Africa, and they have notebooks of the notes from your service. That they took at your service, their hands, they wrote it down, nobody messed with it, and they have it. And they go, this was in 89, Brother Childers said this. This is 92, Brother Childers said this. And they had the books that they wrote. There's nobody could alter that. They knew what they heard, they wrote it. Well, imagine going there in 2023 or 24 and changing it. Changing it. They go, no. That's not what you said. Oh, no, that's what I meant. No. You said. You said this is what it was, and now you're changing your mind.
That's right.
Praise God, we don't got that problem.
Amen.
We ain't changing.
Uh-huh.
What we have is right, it's still right. You go back to 89, it's right. 79, it's right. 63, it's right. We've been right for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been getting more and more understanding on this thing, and God is only just breaking it down. That's even Brother Children. Brother Branham said, he said, you brothers, you get this thing and you break it down.
Yeah.
So every year it should be broken down so much easier and easier and easier and easier. So where you get somebody like Brother Jay that comes in here just from the rough streets of Fairborn, like Pastor Moore says, the east side of Fairborn, not the west side of Dayton, comes in here, can just break this thing down so easy. Where you look at that, and so, you know what, Brother Jay, you're right. I have been redeemed. You're right, Brother Jay, I do know where I'm at. You're right, Brother Jay, I wasn't saved on any day. You're right, Brother Jay, that this is the inside work that God's been doing for me. Oh, nobody had to browbeat me into this thing. Nobody's making me love God. I just love God.
Amen.
I recognize what God has been doing for me.
Right.
Oh, you can't change that. I see what he's done for me. He's blessing me so much. I'm fortunate that you share your testimonies with me. I'm blessed that you share what he's doing for you. And that helps me sometimes when I'm going through different things. I go, you know what, Brother Jim went through this situation. You know what, Brother Jeremiah went through this situation. I got precedence there that I can lean on. You know, I got some things that God's already shown his judgment on that I can say, you know what, in this situation, this is what God would do. And that helps me. Praise God for it. But if you never testify, he has keeps revealing himself to me over and over and over and over. Even vindicating his word, even when it comes to the messages. I'll be sitting there and God will vindicate and I go, I know I've been in the right track. And then every now and again, I'll rebuke myself. And I'm like, why did you even doubt him?
Yeah, right.
He shows up every time.
Every time.
Why are you scared that he won't? Right. He's always on time. It's never been the end of the Wednesday night. And I go, well, guys, well, you know, we're still waiting on it. It's 9:15. 9:16. God hasn't showed up yet. We're going to turn it over to Pastor Moore and hopefully he gets here.
That ain't the case. That ain't the case.
It'd be 7:25 and God come on running in here. And I'd be like, well, okay. 7:15, God show up on the scene. He shows up at the start. Oh, my mind's like, why were you worried at 4 in the afternoon? Why were you worried at 5 in the afternoon that he wouldn't show up? He shows up every time. Oh, my. You know, and even in this, and this is one of the things I'm going to say, and I'm going to get down here in a little bit. I kept thinking about, I replay these things. Sometimes I replay words that I say. And I'm like, well, I'm going to make sure I say that right. Because there's a lot of people that listen. They take notes and those kind of things. And I use a phrase where, and this is just me, not anybody else. I'll say a phrase like, there's still meat on that bone. Yeah, right. And that phrase comes as a kid. We would eat chicken. Right. And my mom and dad would get mad because you would leave meat on the bone. So it had almost a negative connotation. Because you're eating chicken and you're not eating all the food. And so every now and again, I'd get a scripture from Pastor Moore, Brother Jeremiah, and I'd be like, man, they left some meat on that bone. I'm going to change how I'm saying that. They're serving all they can serve during that time period. There's still some food in the storehouse. There's plenty of food in the storehouse. I'm not saying that they left anything. They give you everything you can take for that service. And if there happens to be another scripture there for me to touch on, praise God. But if not, there's plenty of food in the storehouse. So I just wanted to go on record to say, hey, listen, when I say there's meat on the bone, I'm not saying in a negative way that I got in trouble for it. I'm saying, praise God that you pointed out where the meat was at. Thank God for that, because I can use that chicken. I can make a broth. I can make a stew. I can make some dumplings. I appreciate you baking it, but now I got some chicken here. I'm going to use this protein for the good. I'm going to come back next service and be able to give y'all something else. Oh, I'm going to clean that plate off. I'm going to make sure you got the point. I'm going to clinch that nail. There's all these terms that we use to make sure that you're getting it. But the one thing I want you to understand is that you weren't saved on any day. Amen. The church world will have you thinking that this happened, that happened. Then you got, no. I wake up to the fact that I've always been a part of God and that I'm returning. I'm not going for the first time. I'm returning to heaven. That's my home that I come from.
Right.
See, because when you got that understanding, you can even sing that this world is not my home the right way.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. And even that song that I'm kind of homesick.
Yeah.
I'm homesick.
Yeah.
I'm homesick for my home, my house that I come from.
Amen.
Oh, see, all these things, they run together. All these things tie. And I was looking at that. And then Pastor Moore, you said it in Sunday service. You said, I've been redeemed. And I thought, you know, yes, I have. Yes, I have, and I'm God reclaimed something that was already His. Satan lost a soul, and see how these statements come together. Satan lost a soul he never had. Right now, you got that understanding. Now the light bulb should be going off. Like, yeah, he never did have me. I was never His. I was never His son. And the same way you look at a story of Jonah that. Jonah was going to preach to the people in Nineveh no matter what Jonah thought, no matter what Satan thought he did, no matter what trick he thought he pulled, no matter what thought. Jonah was preaching to the people in Nineveh. God had already prophesied it. He already seen it happen. He already saw it happen. Matter of fact, the way he even said it to Jonah, he should have said, Jonah, I saw you preaching to the people in Nineveh. Go there and do that, which I already saw. I know you're going to do it. That maybe would have helped him a little bit. Might have helped him a little bit. Maybe not. But he still did it. God saw him preaching to people in Nineveh, told Jonah that it was going to happen, and that's what happened. Tonight, God is telling you, I'll see you in glory. I'll see you in glory. By hook or by crook, if you got to come in the belly of a fish, if you're going to come through every service, if you're going to go through this life being a light and being a testimony and being an example, praise God, but you're going to be in glory. Oh, my brother Jay, where do you get that from? I remember when my pastor, because when I say my pastor, he agrees with me. See, there's people that when he says, hey, pastor, he goes, I'm not your pastor. Heard that statement before. That's a rough one. But when I say, hey, pastor, he's Brother Jay, my good and faithful servant. He says, my congregation, I'm taking my entire congregation. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, my. See, all these things, all these positive affirmations, all these things that God has been showing you is just to remind you of who you already are. You don't come here to get changed into something. It's just waking you up to who you already are.
Amen.
Oh, my. I got one last scripture I'm going to read, and I'm going to get out of here. This is over here, and this is in Joshua, I think. Yep, Joshua 24. I love this scripture. And it says, Joshua 24, verse 15. And this is King James Version. It says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose yourselves this day whom you will serve. This is Joshua talking. Now he's talking to the people that had seen all the miracles, that had seen God do this, seen God do that. And they still had doubt. He said, and if it seems evil for you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river. So you can go back. Or the gods of the Amorites in whose land and we do dwell. And this is where he asked that. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's the scripture. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I understand that I've been redeemed. I understand that God paid it all, that Jesus paid it all. I understand that we had a prophet in this hour. I understand that the seals have been opened up. I understand the book of Genesis. I understand the book of Revelation. I understand the book of Leviticus. I understand even the book of Luke. I understand. I see, over in Luke is where Jesus is talking about that you can't put old wine in a new bottle. I understand that. Amen. I understand the parables. I understand when Jesus speaks plain. I understand when he speaks his parables. I'm like the disciples that, why do you even talk to them in parables? Why don't you just talk to them plain like you talk to us on Sunday night? It's not even for them. I praise God that I can hear it on Sunday night just as good as I can hear it Sunday morning, just as good as I can hear it on Wednesday. I hear God whenever he speaks. I recognize God. And the only way that you can recognize God is that there has to be a receiver on the inside. It's not that any man should boast in their understanding. No. You can't boast in it. I didn't get this. No. I didn't pick this up. No. You can't study this up. That's why I say woe unto you. If you think you can study this up and you're going to go home and study something, I'm sorry. You're setting yourself for a fall, bub, because you're going to go out there on some limbs and then you're going to start contradicting what the Word says with your own dumb understanding.
Right.
And you know why I put it like that? I want to drive that nail home.
Yeah.
You're so dumb that you come here and get a scripture and then doubt the person that gave you a scripture that you didn't know about before you got here.
That's right.
That's how dumb you are.
Amen.
You'll go back home with the scripture that the ministry gave you,
right,
that you didn't even know existed.
Amen.
And then try to bring your doubt and your thinks on it.
Right.
You didn't even know it was in the Bible, so be quiet.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's, you didn't even know it existed. That's why it's like, how are you going to teach the teacher? You know, you got kids, and they'll go to school, and they'll come back and say, well, the teacher wants me to do that. Teacher says this, but that teacher don't know nothing. That teacher don't know nothing. You're in third grade. That teacher has a master's degree. Shut up. Like, you're being dumb right now. That teacher knows. They have a lesson plan. They have everything prepared. They studied this thing up to make sure it's come out right. This thing, we're being checked left and right on this thing. Why would we try to give you something bad? Well, I just told you we'd have 40, 50 years of being right. Don't come in here with your own thinking you're going to come and change something. Don't come in here and put me a twist on the scripture that we never heard. We heard it every which way, upside and down.
Right.
Don't bring me something new. Don't even look for something new.
No.
Come in with vindication that what I told you was right.
Amen.
Other than that, just keep it to yourself. Start your own church.
Amen.
You'd be better off. Because I know I'm right.
Amen.
I know what I got is good.
Amen.
I got the goods.
Amen.
This has never been wrong. I'm like David. Don't put no new armor on me.
No.
I'd die. That's not been proven.
Right.
I don't know if it'll work. Oh, it may. Go start it and do it yourself.
Yeah.
Y'all put this on.
Amen.
But I ask for me, I'm going to put on what I know works.
Amen.
I'm about to go risk my own life. I don't want to try it. I don't want to hope that it makes it. I got my family that's dependent on me. I got my kids that are looking at me. I got my wife that's dependent on me. I got saints across the globe that are looking on me. I can't just try something. I can't just go haphazardly out there. I can't go peradventure that this happened. I need God on the scene in flesh.
Yeah. Amen.
And I got to trust that it is God.
Amen.
As for me and my house,
amen,
I'm going to choose to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God that I've been redeemed. I thank God that I can see this thing for myself. I thank God that he makes it easy.
Amen.
And I praise God that I go to a church that gives us the freedom.
Amen.
The freedom. The freedom to just praise God however we can praise him.
Amen.
If you're like David and you strip your clothes off, praise God. If you want to run around church, praise God. Just praise God.
Amen.
Just praise him. And that's it. When we get up here at the ministry, we're just taking a couple of moments just to praise God. That's it. That's all I'm trying to do. Don't think I'm trying to lecture you. I'm not trying to put something in your brain. I'm just reminding you. That's it. It's just a little. It's like when you go wake up somebody. I'm not trying to do something. I'm just stirring them.
Right.
Because once you wake up, that's it. Once I get you up, you can get yourself dressed for school. I ain't got to put your shirt on you. I ain't got to put your pants. Once I get you awake, you can handle it.
Yeah.
You come out, you go out there in the world, and you get a little sleepy about dealing with this and about dealing with that. You get a little sleepy. You come here, I just want to wake you up a little bit. Hey, let me shake you a little bit. You got this. God saw you finish this. God knows you can do this. God already saw you as a finished work. He's happy with how you look. He's happy with how you're doing this thing. Oh, can I get more focus? Yes, I can get more focus. Keep my eye on the prize. I'm like those racehorses. The faster I run, the more narrow I want my thing to be. I want to put some blinders on. I just want to be looking right at the goal. Now, if you're just going for a walk, go look around then. Look around at the trees. You ever walk with somebody in the forest and they're just trolling? Not going nowhere fast? You go with somebody that's like, I'm trying to get to the car. I'm just looking for the car. I don't care what tree walking past. I don't care if it's a maple. I don't care if I see an acorn. I don't care if an animal popped out. I'm getting to the car. It's time to go now. I'm done hiking. I'm done walking around now. I'm happy with everything I saw here on this earth. But I'm ready to go now. Now I'm looking for my transportation out of here. Now I'm ready to go up and meet him in the air. I'm ready to get out of here now. Oh, the skies are beautiful. Yes. Yes, the ground is perfect. Yes. Oh, the hearing the waterfowl sounds good. Yes. All those things are true. Having kids is good. Yes. Graduation is great. Getting married, great. Perfect. But my eyes are focused. I'm trying to get out of here. If you see that on the trail the way home, great. But if not, we're getting out of here. That's what I'm waiting on. That's all. Party's over now. It's time to go now. We've stepped into eternity. Temporal things don't even bother me anymore. I'm ready to get out of here. Oh, I praise God for that understanding. I praise God for that He's revealed this to me. And I just praise God that I got to serve God with you. There's no other group that I'd rather do this with. Even Brother Branham, he saw what this group was going to be like. Brother Branham saw. Now, during his ministry, he didn't have the benefit of being able to serve God in a group like this. He really didn't. He wasn't surrounded by people that were just saying amen to every word. There were people there that he had to prove things to, that he had to read the scripture, just say it, that just had to live. Matter of fact, that's even what God told him. I got to walk for you. You can't do these things. You can't smoke, can't drink, can't defile your body. Why are you going to throw some people off, Brother Branham? I'm going to need you to be dressed right, dressing perfect, right on the line. Oh, my, my, my. I'm a group of people that can't be thrown off, though. Ooh, that's a whole different ball game. That's a whole nother class of people. I can't be thrown off. If Brother Branham had a neck tattoo, it wouldn't throw me off at all. Wouldn't throw me off at all. I'd say, what does the word say? What is he preaching? What is he bringing? Has God dealt with that man? That's the only way I can judge him. I know no man after the flesh. See, then now see, anybody else there? I'm seeing their blood pressure. I'm seeing the vitals. I'm seeing you go, well, what kind of neck tattoo? See? You see how that, it'll start to sting you a little bit. I'm like, hold on, take a deep breath. Let me see. You all right? You going to make it? Does the Bible say no man after the flesh? And see, because a lot of times what they'll try to do is say, oh, that's greasy grace. You can just do anything you want. No. I still believe in serving God with your whole heart. I believe that you give it your best at every opportunity. That's what I believe. And none of that detours me. But when it comes to the Word of God, I don't care how it comes out. It can come from a mouth of a donkey. And I would say, amen. The Word is the Word, Pastor Moore. Because at one time, God did have to use a donkey. They weren't listening. In that story, he starts hitting the donkey. That donkey's like, man, there's an angel right here with a sword. I've walked you all this way. I've listened to you at every turn. I stopped when you wanted to stop. I rested when you wanted to rest. I walked when I was tired. I ran when I didn't want to run. And now I'm sitting here trying to save your life, and you're beating me. That's what the donkey said to him. That's people for you. I've been walking with you for 40 years, and I say Brother Branham had a neck tattoo, and you go, well, I knew he didn't have it. Knew he didn't have it. I've been dying to preach to you, literally dying to preach to you. Excited about being here. Been serving God for a long time. As a matter of fact, even Brother Dwayne says 25 years. I go, I was here when he got here. So I'm at least 25 in. Yeah. Right? That's how I can praise him. I don't even got to know the dates. I know if I saw you come in, I can count right then. 25 at the minimum. I'll hold you right there. Why? I've been serving God for a long time. Don't try to take nothing from my journey now. I've been doing this for too long. You can't take this from me now. I get upset now trying to doubt me. I've been serving God since my youth. You can go back on the tapes. You can check it out. You can see for yourself that when it wasn't cool, I was still in here. When it wasn't accepted, I was raising my hand. When it wasn't fun, me and Brother Jeremiah and Dwayne or whatever, they're like, well, Saturday morning when everybody else was sleeping in and avoiding it, I got to go help the brothers. They're going to be moving rocks, and I don't know why we don't just rent a tool, right? That's our own little third grade teaching. We didn't understand that it was the bigger picture than that. And now we got abilities and things that we've learned along the way. Oh, we praise God for all those experiences. But I just praise God for this church. I praise God for you guys. God bless you. Pastor Moore.
I've been redeemed. It's beautiful to be able to say that. Because most people can't. They've got all kind of connections and reasons and all kind of stuff attached to them and why they can't say that they're redeemed. But in the hour that we're living in, if anybody should be able to say it, it should be us. When everybody else is bogged down, you should be free. You know, you can get so much of this that it doesn't matter what anybody thinks about you. Amen. And that's where you got to get it. You really do. Oh, if I didn't get it like that, the people in this mess would have just run me off. I'd have been so done through. But you know what? It ain't about them. It's not even about trying to match something that somebody else. I know who I am. Amen. When you know who you are, my driver's license ain't for me, people. I never pull my driver's license out and say, wait a minute, who am I again? No, my driver's license is for you, in case you forget. You walk up and say, who are you? There, this is for you. But me, I know who I am. I have been redeemed. I come from, you know, the thing about being redeemed, I like the way Jay said it, it's redemption is that you come from there. He said, we're not getting married. We're going to where we're getting united with the people, reunited. That means you've already done it once. It's been there. We already were part of God. And the redemption only was available for somebody who had a seed of God in them. Only. Redemption's not for everybody. Right. Now, as my contrary to popular belief and what the church world says, they say, you know, John 3:16, you know, for God so loved the world.
Because you are
sons. Yeah, they say that, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whosoever believeth. See, there you go, right there. Yeah, well, it is true.
Who can believe it?
But nobody can believe it except for the believers. Nobody can say that Jesus is the Christ except by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So without the Holy Ghost, you can't even say that.
No, sir. No.
So when you are coming from God and you come down here, your three realms are all wrong.
That's right.
The only saving grace is that seed of eternal life that's lying on the inside of you. That's the thing that caught you. And that's the only thing that can be redeemed. Because that's the only thing that came from God. If you didn't come from God, you're not going. I could preach to you till I'm blue in the face. If you didn't come from God, you're not going. You might try to act holy. You might try to act spiritual. You know, I've seen the biggest spiritualists there is standing around acting like they know God and they don't know him at all. You say, well, how do you know? Because they don't know me. That's what Jesus said. They said, show us the Father. Jesus said, have I been with you so long? I've been with y'all for over 40 plus years. Have I been with you this long and you don't know me? But I'm redeemed. I'm not worried about whether they think I am or not. I'm not trying to convince them that, see, that people are trying to convince each other that they're redeemed. I don't care if you think I am or not. That's not about you anyway. But I thank God that I come from God. I thank God that I was born again. I thank God that I have a love for the truth. I thank God that when the word comes forth, I say amen every time. My critics can't say amen every time. But that's okay. I'm going back where I come from because I've been redeemed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good message, Jay. He's something else. I did enjoy that. Just as a reminder, we've got a baptism come Sunday morning. So they're going to be running the water probably Saturday. So we got a baptism at the end of service on Sunday morning. And I need two brothers for next Wednesday to take the service. Not the same two. Dwayne. Okay. Jim. I saw some half hands. John. Well, you take precedence. John first. And then who is the other? Dwayne. And then Jim will hold you out for next time. No, matter of fact, Jim, you can do Sunday night. Because I was going to get some brother for Sunday night, too, but I was going to do that next. But I thought, wait a minute, I already have three. I was going to ask for three, but I thought I got two. And then, he's going to do Sunday night a Bible study. So we're going to do that. Now, at some point, Jeremiah's going to be leaving town for a few days. But that's all right. We got brothers here. And we'll take over, take the lead, and do the things we need to do. Welcome to 2024. Amen. Enjoy that, Jay. Someone, come on, musicians. We're going to close. Don't forget to sign up for Kentucky. We'll have that back there for a while, a few weeks there. We just had to get the rooms situated because if we don't get them booked, then they'll be gone by the time we get to Easter. So my brothers are always on it and right on time. And I appreciate that. I mean, that's the way we should be it. You know, they called me. They told me that Sunday afternoon they had the rooms booked. So, but that's the way we should be. You know, be about our Father's business. Yes, you man. Yes, you may. Be about our Father's business.
I was just thinking, I'm redeemed.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You know, it's like a whole new revelation.
Oh, my.
You know, I know that. I mean,
You know it, but now you know it.
Amen. I'm redeemed. I have the answers for my family.
Yes.
I know I've placed my loved ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know I've got a couple new people that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you talk about David, and I've always been this way. I want to dance. Like, I want to
dance like David danced.
Praise him. And, you know, of course, there's tradition. You don't do that. My other church, we did.
Oh, like, we do at this church, too.
Yeah, we were like,
dance.
I'm so thankful to be redeemed, to know what I know.
Amen.
You know, this has been a while back, but I was just, all these things come to me, and just I'm praising God and thanking God and for what He allows me to do. You know, Courtney had said, as Christians, we can have good days and we can have great days. And I have held on to that so much. My mom, bless her little heart, I mean, I'm God to her, and I tell her every single thing that I hear and I know. and she repeats it. And you know, she's even said it twice more now. I text because your testimonies help me.
Right.
And it helps other people that you guys don't even know. Mm-hmm. And now my mom has that in her vocabulary. So that's pretty fantastic.
It is.
You know? Gosh, I'm redeemed.
Amen. 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 You know, you can hear it, but then you can hear it. And then, you know what's so funny about it? You'll say it and you'll think, no, y'all not getting it. No, you're not understanding what I'm saying here. I was like, we get it. We know. I've been redeemed. We're going to sing that on the way out, I think, because I had another song, but I think we're going to sing that again. Jay wanted to sing it on the way in. So we're going to sing it on our way out. God bless you. Come back Sunday expecting. And don't forget, we have Bible study on Sunday night. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. Are washed away. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb. washed away. I've been redeemed.